Gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds. And complete blessings and salutations be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and sisters, dearest listeners, tonight's verses, very interestingly, lead from one topic to another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commenced by mentioning the disbelievers. He says,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَقْتُلُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ مِنَ النَّاسِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
Those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who reject the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who deny the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who fight the prophets and fight anyone who orders them to do good, anyone calling them to the right path, they fight them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, give them tidings of severe punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So, though the verse is connected more to the kuffar, but we have something to learn from it. If we deny the laws of Allah, if we do not want to act upon the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we fight those who come to us to tell us what to do and what not to do, we fight those who come to guide us, we dislike someone when they tell us something that is good for us, but it is not according to our liking, then automatically we fall in the bracket of those who have been warned in this verse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that speaks of the fact that He is in absolute and total control of everything. He, if you would like, and if I would like respect, I need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I would like dignity, I need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the owner of kingdom. He's the owner of sustenance. He's the owner of absolutely everything.
قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
This is in the form of a dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to make that dua. We should also be making the same dua, and more than that, we should be learning a lesson from it. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the owner of kingdom, you are the owner of dominion, owner of absolutely everything. You give it to whomsoever you wish, and you take it away from whomsoever you wish. So when I want something, I need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, I do need to work hard through the day, but I must realize two things. One is, I must not engage in that which is prohibited in order to achieve some form of sustenance, because there will be no barakah in that, and it will result in my downfall. And secondly, I must realize after having worked hard throughout the day, whatever comes, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person might earn 1 million rands, there might not be barakah in that million, whereas another person might earn 50 rands, and that might last them the whole week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah in our sustenance. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same verse, He is the one who raises people and who drops people. So if we would like respect amongst others, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if He has granted us respect, we should know that He is able and capable to take it away at any time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not disgrace us in public. And may He never disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. And may He not make us from amongst those who will be disgracing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, لا تخزوني إني جالس لكم على الحوض. I am going to be sitting waiting for you people, for my ummah, on the pond. You know the Hawdul Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be sitting waiting for us. He says, but don't disgrace me. What is the disgrace? The disgrace, he says, is I will recognize the people of my ummah and I will say, Ya Allah, minni wa min ummati. This person is from me and from my ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, not this one. You don't know what he or she did after you left. He claimed to be following you, but he never did that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a barrier between such people and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a big disgrace. May May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us those. That is why it is important that not only should we pay lip service regarding the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we should make every effort to try our best to be the best of people. May Allah make us from amongst those who are conscious in everything. Ameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, if you comprehend the fact that Allah is in absolute control, you would also understand that it's Allah who chooses whom He gives, whatever He gives. And part of what He gives, listen to it.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chose certain people to be higher than others. He chose Adam alayhi salatu wa salam to be the father of all human beings. Had he wanted, he would have chosen somebody else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give him that virtue. So Adam alayhi salatu wa salam is our first father. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the union with Adam alayhi salatu wa salam in Jannah. Ameen. So then Allah says, after him we chose Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam as being your father, my father as well. Because at the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, everyone was destroyed besides those who were with him in the ship, in the ark. And after that, everyone did not have children besides Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam himself.
وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ.
Allah says, only his progeny, we gave it life. The rest of the progenies, we decided that they will become extinct. So nobody had children besides Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam after the floods. So we are all definitely part of the family of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Thereafter Allah says, and we chose Ibrahim, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We heard about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we chose him and his progeny. And I remember mentioning all the prophets after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam are from his family. He made that dua. And Allah says,
wa ala imrana.
And he also chose the family of Imran. Who was Imran? The father of Mary, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, the grandfather, the maternal grandfather of Jesus, may peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, we also chose him and his progeny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also choose us to serve this deen and to spread this deen, and to and may he use us to spread the deen, to practice it, to learn it, to teach it, and may he accept it from us, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes mention of a very interesting point. Didn't we mention moments ago that he is the one in total control? So he is also in control of whether he decides to give you children or not, and whether he decides to give you progeny or not, whether he decides to give you fruits that might not be in season. You know, Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not have a male child. What happened to him? He watched Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam in the mihrab. She was in the mihrab, in the pulpit, and she used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. Every time she went there, and he went there, every time he went to see her, he noticed she had a plate of fruits and a plate of food which was not in season. It was out of the season. And he asked, in fact, let me read the verse.
كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
Every time he went, he saw this fruit which was out of season. He told Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked, where did you get this from? She said, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely it is Allah who gives without any account. If he wants, he can provide you with that which is out of season. It's not impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam began to think. He said, I don't have a male child, I don't have progeny, I'm very old, it's not so common for a person my age to have children. But if Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam can have fruit outside season, if I'm a person who does not normally have children at this age of mine, there is a possibility if I also make a dua, it might be answered. So looking at Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam's fruits which were out of season, he too began to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, don't leave me alone, grant me offspring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered him and gave him Yahya, John the Baptist. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. That was given as a gift to Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. So we also never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is impossible for Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Continue making dua with conviction, and as we said yesterday, remain steadfast. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is to come, it will come one day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the doors for myself and yourselves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of other miracles that He has granted Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. We know that Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, Jesus may peace be upon him, was born through a miraculous way. In a miraculous way, through miraculous means. And even when he was in the cradle, he was speaking to the people. يُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَى. He spoke to people in the cradle, and even at old age, he spoke to people. Amazing, what a miracle. And thereafter Allah makes mention, subhanahu wa ta'ala, of other miracles which were granted to Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. He was chosen by Allah for those miracles, such as curing the sick, giving life to the dead by the power of Allah, letting a little bit of food suffice for a lot of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah in our sustenance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses worshippers of His throughout time, upon whose hands miracles will be manifest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to strengthen our iman and to believe in the miracles of the prophets and anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on all of us. And Allah says, after mentioning the story of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and the reason why it is mentioned here is because the whole surah is named Al Imran, the family of Imran. Who is the family of Imran? Is it not Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam? All of them are the family of Imran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them in this surah, and then Allah addresses the people of the book. Why the people of the book? They claim to be lovers of Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah says, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. O people of the book, why have you disbelieved in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Though you are witnesses, you have seen and you can see what is right and wrong. Allah continues in the very next verse saying, لِمَ تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Why, O people of the book, why do you mix the truth with the falsehood and you hide that which is truth knowingly? May Allah protect us all. Aren't we guilty sometimes of doing that? We know what is right and wrong. We know the truth. We know exactly what is right and wrong, but purposely and intentionally, we hide the truth and we make clear or we make manifest the lies. May Allah protect us. If that's the case, we join the ranks of the people of the book who are being admonished here by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from that. We are Muslimin. We must be truthful. If we are going to lie, what is going to happen to our children? What is going to happen to our offspring? خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُونَهُمْ. The best of generations, the Prophet ﷺ says, is my generation. And then the next, and then the next. Which means each generation generally will be worse off than the previous one, spiritually. Not always the case, but the general trend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us upliftment so that at least our progeny can still remain on deen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of those questions that He has questioned the people of the book with, and the lesson is for all of us. And Allah says, let me inform you that there is only one thing I will accept from all of you.
وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Anyone who wants to follow a path besides the path of submission to his or her creator, then that path will not be accepted from that person. We must realize this. Islam here refers to submission to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means anyone who does not want to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the other deeds that they engage in will not be accepted by Allah, and they will be losers in the akhirah. This verse does not only refer to the deen as the religion of Islam, but it refers to anything that anyone would like to do which is against submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be losers. Don't we say Islam means peace, and Islam also means submission? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us submitters. We've all said it by tongue, we've declared the shahada, we've read so many times, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've uttered that so many times, but it's time now that we submit to it and we realize there is a lot to come with it. May Allah grant that to us and make it easy for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about how to achieve righteousness. If you recall, two nights back or last night, we spoke about righteousness. And we spoke about righteousness in detail. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one word, He's telling us how to achieve righteousness.
لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ
You will never achieve true righteousness until you spend from that which you love most. A lot of us would probably think that this refers to wealth and things which are material. I open my closet, I look at the suit or the dress that I love the most and I must spend it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that is included in this. If our love for material items happens to exceed our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then by all means that is dangerous love. Spend it in the path of Allah. Give it away so that we can love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything material. But that is only part of the meaning of this verse. What else do we love a lot? Let me take you deeper into it. We love our time. I want to spend my time the way I want. I love it a lot. I want to go where I want. My time is very valuable. I will do what I want. What about spending that time in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming to the masjid? It requires time. I need to spend what I love most. I want to go somewhere, but Allah is calling. Hayya 'alal falah. Come to success. Then we can't spend there the time that is most beloved to us. That is why we fail. So righteousness will not be achieved until you spend even your time that is so beloved to you in the right cause. With your family members, spend time. How many people, how many wives are complaining, you know, our husbands don't ever spend time with us. Well, you will not achieve righteousness if that is the case. How many children don't even know their parents? May Allah protect us. We need to spend more time with our children. This is what will take us towards righteousness. Yes, it is a fact. Let me take you deeper than that. Not only time. Sometimes we have our own opinions which are most beloved to us. I know. My opinion. This is my opinion. Look, let's go to eat at such and such a place. And the wife and the children are telling you, no, let's go elsewhere. For as long as there is nothing Islamic to stop you from that, why not accept somebody else's view? There might be 10 views when we are sitting in a meeting. Why do we have to shove our view down the throats of the other 9? May Allah protect us. So spend that view. Become a gentleman to say, you know what? I disagree with all of you, but no problem. Go ahead the way you want it because it is not a major issue and it's permissible in Islam. Yes, when it comes to something that is haram, say for example, someone comes up and say, my view is that a lady must lead you in Salat al-Taraweeh or a lady must lead you in Jumu'ah. Now you mustn't say, you know what? Let's unite the Ummah. Allow her to lead. No problem. No, because that is outside the fold of Islam. Listen to what Allah says thereafter. He says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا Hold fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not be disunited. Why didn't he just say, remain united? First he starts off by saying, hold fast to the rope of Allah. Why? Because if there is anything against the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't say that now just because of unity I am ready to forego the Qur'an. Because the Qur'an comes first, the Sharia comes first, Islam comes first, the rules and regulations come first, and then we will achieve unity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you tolerate all the views that are within the framework of the Sharia, but the minute they go outside, remember, first you got to hold fast, and then you got to talk about unity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite this ummah upon the Qur'an and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is something, priority, we are being taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the next item. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that now that you have understood the book, you've understood righteousness, you've understood the gifts of Allah, you've understood the fact that He chooses people, do you want to be chosen? Allah says, well in that case, let there be from amongst you a group of people who go out and still remind people, look, this is good and that is bad. Remember we said, don't feel bad when someone corrects you. A person who is a drunkard, when people go to him and say, stop drinking my dear brother, it's very bad for you, let me help you to leave the bottle. If that person says, hey, who are you? Then obviously that is a very bad sign. That is a sign of rejection. But we should be from amongst those who say, thank you very much. Really, I need the help. I need the assistance. I pray for you. You are one brother or one sister who's come to me and directly told me. Other people go behind my back and they speak to everyone else. No one comes to me. May Allah not make us from amongst those who go around spreading tales about people without having the courage and the guts to actually go up and say, listen brother, this is what I heard, let's keep it between me and you, but please let me clarify this with you. That is the quality of a Muslim. So Allah says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Let there be a group from amongst you of people who will be enjoining that which is good and prohibiting that which is bad. May Allah choose us to be from amongst those. For definitely, that is the work that the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were granted. They had to come to mankind at large, telling them what to do and guiding them. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to stand up, to mention a few words of guidance, it must not blow up our heads to become proud and say, now I'm better than everybody else. No, we are all equals in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must realize that if Allah has used us, it is an honor that Allah has granted. If He wants, He can take it away here and now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all, especially when it comes to our own offspring. May we be role models. For definitely the most successful of children are those whose role models are their own parents. Let's understand that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that tells us, you know, everything sounds nice and rosy, doesn't it? MashaAllah. Everything sounds so good for this ummah. Remember, you also have enemies. Your enemies are working, they are doing their job. Are you doing your job? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. Your enemies, through their tongues, you've already heard their enmity. But we'd like you to know that in their hearts, they have even greater enmity against you. So be careful, be steadfast. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. O you who believe, be concerned about yourselves. Those who are astray will not be able to harm you if you yourselves are rightly guided, on the right path, on the straight path. If you know the road from here to Cape Town, you will not be able to get lost. Even if people come to you swaying you from side to side, you will still go on the same motorway that you know will lead you to where you are heading. The same applies to this deen. No matter how many people call you to the nightclubs and call you towards drugs and call you towards so many other things, if you know the deen and you know where it's going to take you, you will be so happy to be on the right path, throwing away and brushing off whatever is on the sides. May Allah make us, inshallah, straight. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the acceptance to reach Jannah, inshallah, with ease. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, O you who believe, you want to succeed, make sure that your sustenance is halal.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la ta'kulu riba.
Don't eat interest. Imagine this is coming up almost every night. Don't eat interest. Don't cheat people. Don't deceive people in business. Remember, in Islam, we need to help each other when it comes to business. I make a profit, and the person who bought from me the goods also feels that he has gained or she has gained, and it was a bargain. Rahimallahu mri'in samhan idha ba'a samhan idha ishtara. Allah has mercy upon a person who is considerate of the seller when buying and considerate of the buyer when selling. Amazing. That means when I sell my commodities, Islamically, the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to try and have a greater turnover with a smaller profit, rather than a large profit with a small turnover. Why? Because if I have turned over a lot, I've helped more people, more human beings. They have bought from me. Each one is smiling, making dua for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding even in business. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ensure that your sustenance is halal so that you can succeed, so that your enemies cannot overtake you economically. Today, the enemy is in control economically, financially, absolutely in control. If they want to freeze whatever I have and you have, it's just a click of a finger. It's gone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We need to always be conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with sustenance. Let's assist one another and assist all human beings when it comes to sustenance. Each one should not only be concerned about himself or herself, but everyone else, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives hope to all of us. And He says, look, we all know He's given us the month of Ramadan. But in the Quran, Allah says, whether it's the month of Ramadan or out of the month of Ramadan,
وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ.
Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make haste towards the forgiveness of Allah, رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ, before it is too late. Remember, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. The hadith that we mentioned in Jumu'ah today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something that can put a smile on everybody's face.
التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له.
The one who has sought forgiveness from a sin is equivalent to the one who's never ever committed a sin in the past. Allahu Akbar. Don't we feel that mercy? Imagine we've committed so many sins. Allah says, just turn to me and I will delete everything. You will be equivalent to those who've never ever committed a sin. May Allah make us steadfast. And Allah says, turn before it is too late. One of the final verses that we read tonight, and I'm sure most of us heard the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ.
Every soul shall taste death, which means every human being's life shall come to an end in this world. So turn to Allah before that. May Allah grant us the turning. May He grant us the ability to prepare for death. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Death is definitely coming. All I've got to do is to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some form of an excuse to forgive me and to forgive you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. We need to turn in the month of Ramadan. What a great gift we have in the month of Ramadan. MashaAllah. So much Allah has given us. And yet, sometimes our hearts are not even moved. Allah is going to ask us. This month came, it went. You've spent so many days thus far. What have you done? What have you achieved? I might never see the end of Ramadan. You might never see the end. We might never see another Ramadan. Let's make this Ramadan a Ramadan with a change. May all of us promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will definitely become better people. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.